You're listening to the Bill Simmons Podcast presented by FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the best place to bet on the NBA. We have these fun little Tuesday, Friday player performance stuff. We have same game parlays. We have picks for me sometimes and boosts and all kinds of fun things. Get ready in the playoffs. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to get in on the action. And by the way, The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit theringer.com/RG to learn more. Listen to the end of this episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus, present in select states. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. Hey, we launched Good Hang with Amy Poehler. It's doing great. You can get it as a video podcast on Spotify. You can also get it on the Amy Poehler Good Hang YouTube channel. Go check it out.
Ach, das war immer meine Lieblingstasche, aber hab mich neu erfunden und sie bei eBay verkauft. Hat sich echt gelohnt. Wie ihr neues Leben wohl aussieht?
Bestimmt schön. Lassen Sie mich durch. Ich muss hier leider raus.
Einfach gebührenfrei verkaufen. Das muss eBay sein. eBay, things people love.
We're also brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. I put up a prestige TV podcast yesterday. We covered The Studio, the first two episodes. People like the show. Me, Sean Fantasy, Joanna Robbins talked about that. I'm also going to be there on Sunday night, White Lotus episode 7. We already have that one in the bank. It's the last one we were able to tape ahead of time because it looks like no screeners for the last episode, the 90-minute one. So we're going to be doing that live. Two Sundays from now. New rewatchables coming Monday night. I'm in Boston right now. We are doing Good Will Hunting tonight. So you can hear that as a podcast of the live show on Monday night. And then we're sticking around all weekend. Coolidge Corner, a place that I lived for a little bit once upon a time. We're doing a little Coolidge Corner Film Festival. They have a theater that's been there forever. And they've actually taken care of it. It's one of the best places to see movies in Boston. So we're showing heist movies, Boston movies all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think we did 9 movies total. Me and Sean and Chris are going to be there for a couple of them to talk afterwards. So if you're interested, I think there might be some tickets left. It's theringer.com/events to go check that out. So this is fun. This is like an unexpected Christmas. NFL win total over-unders came out today, and Cousin Sal and I decided we missed Guess the Lines. We're just going to do it again. We're going to play Guess the Lines with the over-unders. We intentionally did not look at them. They came out on FanDuel right before we taped this podcast, and that's what you're about to hear. But first, Pearl Jam. All right, taping this on a Thursday. Cousin Sal is here. Normally, we just play Guess the Lions during the NFL season. We haven't seen Sal since the Super Bowl. The saddest look on his face every year, knowing that it's come to an end. And now we came up with a new idea. Thursday, I'm doing a pod. You were available. FanDuel dropping NFL over-under win totals. So we said last night, I'm not going to look. You're not going to look. And we're going to do Guess the Lines. We made our guesses and we're going to go through every team and see what our instincts were. What do you think?
This is a spectacular day, a new day in our calendar. Hopefully we could keep doing this. I mean, I've been sick all week. I was in Vegas. I come back from Vegas. I'm sick every time now. It's like people come back with syphilis. I just have a cold. And it doesn't help being next to nephew Kyle, who fires up like 37 lung darts in 18 hours. It kills my throat. But anyway, I got some pep in my step. This is one of the five. If they should do this, FanDuel should release the win total over-unders the last Thursday in March. This would be one of the five best non-football sports days of the year. I mean, between March Madness, the four Sweet 16 games, opening day baseball, and preseason over-under win totals. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, we should have gone live. This should have been an event. It should have been like when the NFL releases the schedule.
Right.
We should have been the one announcing the FanDuel over-unders for each team, trying to guess what they were. Yeah, we'll work on this. I think next year we can do an even bigger version of it. I know you go right from football just to a series of wagering on sports you don't really know that well other than basketball. Like I'm sure you made a shitload of preseason baseball bets, March Madness.
Yeah.
You got some golf coming. There's some weird tennis stuff happening. What's the dumbest thing you've bet on in the last 6 weeks?
I have Joker in the Miami Open. I have to wake up and bet soccer. And now there's like, you have to have like 9 streaming services to have the all the soccer capabilities for the world to worldwide gamble on it. But that's basically it. Just nonsensical soccer in the morning.
like what country? What region of the world are we in?
All of them. The ones.
All the parts of the world?
Yes. Is Greenland a country or do they belong to us now? I don't know. I bet it all.
It's a continent? Yeah. I don't know. Are they our 51st state? I haven't checked.
our cherished 51st state. Yes. Yeah.
Were you able to bet on Stephen A versus LeBron? Is there like a future bet there? Who's favored?
Stephen, make no mistake, Stephen A would swing at him.
He would.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Stephen A, they started First Take today.
Yeah.
2 minute intro from the show credits of Molly and went to Stephen A. Yeah. 17 straight minutes. And it was incredible, compelling TV.
Was it really?
I was really into it. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. He's really good. Yeah. I don't know where this goes, but I'll tell you this. Yeah. If you're going to do the who has more to lose sweepstakes, I'm going to say LeBron has more to lose if this just gets worse and worse and worse.
Interesting.
And
really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying he has more to lose. I'm saying he's just more famous.
Yeah.
You're Stephen A. Like, this is great. I'll keep this going as long as you want.
I don't know that LeBron's more. Stephen A could be our next president. I don't know who's more famous.
Maybe that's how Stephen A wins. He becomes the next president and he abolishes the NBA max contract. That'll be his first thing. Okay. NFL regular season win totals. So we're going to go by, you want to go alphabetically or you want to go by divisions? How do you want to do it?
Probably divisions. I mean, I really like to do 15 minutes on Jokic's no-look pass and another 20 on whether Steph's tunnel shot went in. But okay, if you want to get right into it, it's fine.
The tunnel shot, is that Steph's fault that it was sent out? Like, should he have retweeted the angle and said that didn't actually go in?
He needs to apologize. I was saying that he's no longer a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, he now drops to two or three. But I thought my favorite thing about it is typical NBA fashion. It took 3 days to review. Like, why didn't we get that second angle an hour later? We found out like on a Thursday.
Mark Davis is still at the monitor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Divisions, let's do divisions.
We'll start with the AFCs. Buffalo Bills,
mm-hmm.
They went 13-4. We're going to tell you the only things that we know that we did work on were what other two divisions each team is playing.
Right.
So the Buffalo Bills were 13-4 last year. Next year, they're playing the AFC North, not awesome. NFC South, pretty good. So I'm going to say it's about an average degree. Right. Yeah, it's a wash.
I think that's fair. And we should also say, you know, we may have like some leans here, but these aren't our official picks. You don't want to tarnish your, what were you, 27-5 last year?
Yeah, I'm going to go 5-27 next year. I'll never top 27-5.
No, so we're still missing two key components. We haven't seen the draft, obviously, and we don't know the schedule. We know who everybody plays. We don't know like rest advantage. We don't know who has three road games in a row and stuff like that. Those are crucial.
We don't know what's happening in the draft. Yeah. None of this stuff. And we're trying to guess. What do we think FanDuel thought would be the perfect over-under? Because the goal of this, when they're putting out these over-unders in March, how do we get the most action both ways and the over-under? Right. Last year, Dallas, they put it a win too high. I'm sorry it was your team, but everybody bet the under. Everybody kept betting the under, and they had to move it from 10.5 to 9.5, which was a really bad sign. So one of the things we're interested in this year is snapshot of in March when this comes out, and then how does it shift? They'll start putting action. If people are banging the over, like if people start banging the Patriots over, they'll make it a -140, -145. So you'll get a sense of like, oh, who is America really starting to get behind, which can either be a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
So Buffalo, I went with 11.5, so 11.5 wins as the over-under. What'd you have?
I said 12. And again, I'm looking at these for the first time.
You can't say 12. You have to do a 0.5, right?
No. Half of them were regular square numbers.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't even know we were doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote all down the last year's. They were like, you were right, though, of course. So the cheating right off the top worked out. 11.5.
I knew. Right. I knew this would be a new way for you to get bad. Meanwhile, you won Guess the Lines last year, and there's been a lot of talk about you and whether you've been cheating.
This doesn't count. This doesn't count for anything.
Like, are you using PEDs? What's going on over there?
They had 13 wins last year and it's 11.5.
Yep.
And that's to say that the division got better or you just can't make them 12. I don't know.
Well, we should also mention this is crucial too. -140 already
For the over.
At least I'm in Boston, so I can bet it and I could do a live bet as we're talking. But -140 already, which makes me wonder, do they bump that at some point? But I think Miami's probably a little, either the same or a little worse than last year. Jets, who knows? The Pats are the only one that you could say they'll definitely be better.
Yeah.
So, and we, as far as we can tell, Buffalo didn't get worse. So
I think they're fine. I think that is, what they have out of Bosa is good. They just need, basically that.
Bosa. They're going to get the 7 Bosa games.
Yeah. I mean,
where he looks awesome.
That's good. I mean, he's definitely going to miss time, but they extended Allen, which is great. I mean, 11.5, 12 is fine, so you get it.
Oh, I forgot to mention one variable that you have to factor in is the schedule. So we're doing this by how they finished last year. So AFC is Buffalo's first place schedule next year.
Yeah.
They'll have a bunch of night games. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff. Miami, 8-9 last year, AFC North, NFC South, second place schedule. And whatever this is, I might make a live under bet right now. What do you have for this one?
I have 9.
9. Wow, you really went round numbers.
Yeah. About half of mine. No, but I got more halves, but yeah, I have 9.
I might be,
last year. Yeah.
Yeah. They're 8-9. I might be low. I said 7.5. I don't like the vibe of that Dolphins team at all. And the answer is 8.5.
Eight and a half. So I get it.
But I'm going under. Yeah, that's a guaranteed under for me. Mm.
Well, they had 8 last year.
You
want
to imitate JJ talking about this, or should I do it?
Go ahead, you do it. You got it. You start. I'll jump in.
I don't know, bro. 8.5's low. It's a must win season for McDaniel. It's a must win. He's got to win 10 games or he's not keeping his job, bro.
You're going to tell me Zach Wilson is going to step in there and do the job? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it for sure.
Oh, you think he goes under?
That's a discussion for a different day. Yeah.
All right. 8.5, even money both ways. So my prediction is that's going to be an under bet for a lot of people. All right. Jets are next. They were 5-12. Third place schedule next year. Justin Fields now a quarterback. Yeah. 7th pick in the draft. We'll see what they do with that. The one thing that could affect this is if they take Shedeur Sanders with the 7th pick, mm-hmm. and basically get nothing out of that first round pick because they already took Fields. So
yeah.
I'm going to say 6.5 for these guys. What do you have?
All right. I get this. I said 6. And did you see it?
It is 5.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. It was 9.5 with Rodgers. Wow. It's 5.5. With Justin Fields. They went way too high on Rodgers, which we know. But 5.5. What a slap in the effing Empire State Building face.
I think that's too low. Don't you? New coach, Aaron Glenn. Fields, yeah. Different look than Rodgers, but not necessarily a worse look.
Mm-hmm.
7th pick in the draft. I don't know.
I haven't seen, all right, so how many games will they be favored in? 1 in their division?
Home Pats game, the home Dolphins game, maybe?
None of the AFC North games, probably.
No.
A couple of the NFC South.
Carolina, if it's home against Carolina?
Yeah, I think that's about
fair. If it's home against New Orleans?
What a mess.
And then maybe one other shit team? All right, this is the most exciting one. The Patriots, 4-13, new coach. Just spent money all over the place on a bunch of different positions. They have the 4th pick in the draft. Seems like about a 50-50 chance they're getting Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. Drake May year 2. To say the coaching staff will be better is an understatement. And they're going to have a 4th place schedule and they get to play the NFC South. There's right. A lot of things lining up for them to be the Washington.
This could be 10.5 and you're going over. I don't know.
10.5, I'd be insulted. I think it should be 12.5. What do you have?
I love it. I have 7.5.
Yeah, that's what I had too. And the answer is 7.5.
All right. That's fine. That's fair.
Minus
that's where you want to be.
115 already. All right. So we're 2, you're up 2-1-1 with me right now.
Yes.
Does that go up? What if they get Abdul Carter or Chaunter in the draft? Does that go up?
Well, you're very influential. And I know you're.
I'm not influential with this.
You're over the moon about Stefon Diggs. You got your way there.
Not that one. I'm not. I'll work by the end of April. I'll be over the moon on the Diggs signing. Right now, I'm kind of still confused. Although it does seem like they can get out of it after a year, but the 32-year-old receiver coming off ACL surgery, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You're not going to be in a spot where you're going to want to lose that last game, right? Which is where you were. Which when we typically go over some of these teams over unders, you have to factor that in. And no, I think you could be an 8-9 team. You should be happy with 8-9 in Drake May's second year.
Well, the question is, could you be better than that? And that's what we said with Washington last year, where they checked every box and both of us were, we both jumped on the over. But yeah, we kind of drew the line at, could they be a playoff team?
You need
and
a Washington.
We've seen the NFL.
Denver type situation, right? I think your situation's even closer to Denver, even though it's, I know Knicks was a rookie coming in, but older, whatever. Yeah, I think that's kind of what you have to do. Sneak up there.
It's the recipe that works every year. And the question is whether it's the Patriots or another crappy team making the jump. It's, did you improve your coach? Do you have a QB? Is your schedule easy? Mm. If you have those three things, it becomes very realistic to go from 4 to 10 wins. We see it all the time. And I think they're a great candidate for this. So we will
see. You already sold the 9-part documentary for the 2025 Patriots. So, I mean, good job by you, I guess.
Did they greenlight that yet?
Yeah.
It's just about Drake May. It's not about the Patriots. It's like Truman Show. Remember that movie, right? Truman Show? It's of that course. With Drake May. Right. We follow him around. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to do the rest of the divisions. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We are getting close to the NBA playoffs, which means we are getting close to the NBA Finals, one of my favorite sporting events, not just because it's really fun basketball at the highest possible level, but all the historical legacy stuff. It's my favorite. You've heard me talk about it on the podcast many times. Speaking of finals, Michelob Ultra has given you the chance to win tickets to the NBA Finals, which I hope Boston is a part of. Not only do they make a superior beer, they're also helping fans like you get closer to the game. Michelob Ultra, superior is worth playing for. Check out MichelobUltra.com/NBA Finals to enter for a chance to win tickets. Michelob Ultra courtside NBA Finals sweepstakes, no purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents, excluding Maryland residents, 21 and up. Ends on May 5th, 2025. See official rules at MichelobUltra.com/rules for price and detail. Message and data rates may apply, void where prohibited. All right, come back. We're going to do the AFC North. There's a world where this is the best division next year, depending on what happens with Cleveland. Like, if they took Sanders at second and he was good right away with the rest of the team they have, maybe. I don't know.
Let's try to remember to add up the over-under wins to determine who's the best division. So, yeah, we'll see. This could have the most.
Baltimore. So the AFC North is playing the AFC East and the NFC North.
Pretty tough.
Pretty tough. So for easy games, if the Bears are even mediocre to decent, there's no easy games in the NFC North. And then in the AFC East, maybe the Jets, maybe the Dolphins, maybe the Pats, but maybe two of those three teams are like pretty frisky. So that's a pretty tough one. Baltimore, first place schedule. They're going to have Sunday night games, Monday night games. They're in the running for a Christmas game, a Thursday game. You know, they're going to have another monster schedule because they want to put Lamar on TV. I predicted 11.5 for this.
That's exactly what I said. Where are we?
The answer is 11.5.
It's 11.5. Okay, we got it. We split it. And 110, too. They're really...
That's one of those, if the schedule stuff was a little easier, I would have gone 12.5. But I think you almost have to do the docket by one game just because you know it's probably headed for them. Okay.
They were 11 last year and they won 12 games. So it kind of, that's a nice settling spot for them.
Last year, Pittsburgh 10-7. Second place schedule. We talked about the AFC East, NFC North. And as far as we know, they don't have a quarterback yet. Now, they're running out of possibilities because the Giants signed two of the guys. Rodgers is still lurking and just seems like he's milking it. There's Jackson Dart possibilities, I guess, maybe. Right. If they wanted to try to Bo Nix that situation. Not a lot of other options after that unless they want to play the Mason Rudolph card. And yet, this is a team every year that goes over their over. Do you think they factored that in with this over-under pick or not?
You know what's weird with it? They didn't. So yesterday, Russ signs with the Giants and FanDuel's like, all right, so Rodgers is the only missing piece at this point and probably to the Steelers. We don't give a shit. We can't wait.
Right.
We can't wait. We're not going to move it a tick if he signs with Pittsburgh or not. I don't. I mean, what do they have? They have Rudolph and they have Skylar Thompson. They should go for it. Go for it with those two. That'll be fun.
Or trade for not Kenny Pickett, but somebody of that ilk.
Yeah. You
give up like a 6th round pick. It's pretty brutal. I can't believe they didn't figure this out. So I guessed 8.5. That's what it was last year. Sounds great. What'd you have?
I said 7.5. I don't like this team.
What is it? You're right. 7.5.
Yeah.
Wow. You're doing better than me. You're +2 on me right now. And there's been some juice already. That is -120 as we're taping this. It is 151 Pacific East time. Juice over? On the over. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Mike Tomlin wins 9 or 10 games every single year, and that's just what he does.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a tough schedule. I think everybody knows how to beat the Steelers now. You need 17 points. Go get it.
Maybe even 16.
Yeah.
Rodgers going to the Steelers is probably the most fun outcome from a content standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chance that Steelers fans will just hate his guts by November. But we'll see how it goes. Cincinnati. I had the hardest time with this one, I think, of anyone in the AFC. They're playing the AFC East, NFC North. Third place schedule. They re-sign their receivers. They have Burrow. We'll see what happens with Hendrickson. Middle of the 1st round pick. I couldn't get to the 10 range with them. I went 9.5. What'd you do?
Oh, wow. All right. I went 10.5. I think they juiced this up because any fantasy player is not really paying attention to how bad their offensive line might be wants to bet the over in the Bengals. And it was 10.5 last year. What is it?
It is 10.5. You're fucking killing me. What the hell?
Here we go.
This is your new favorite game.
This is it. This counts as four weeks, I think.
One thing with this one, though, there's already a lot of juice on the under. It's -130, the under 10.5. So I might be right in 2 months.
Right.
I don't see 11 wins for this team. That's a lot. That 11 wins makes them one of the four best teams in the AFC. And you would take Buffalo over them. You would take KC over them. You would definitely take Baltimore over them. And then it comes down to, would you take like, are they in the Texans, Chargers kind of class or higher than that? Because that over-under says they're higher than that.
I'm with you. I'm as right about the Bengals as I am as wrong about the Browns. And I feel like betting them to win 11. So it's going to be a tough schedule. They always get off to a slow start. I said they're a whole lot. They lost Alex Kapp and Trent Brown. So it could be one of those years where Burrow's running for his life. So I don't love them with 11 wins.
Yeah, and we still don't know what's happening with Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Cleveland, 3-14 last year, fourth place schedule, and no cap space whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Pickett maybe is the quarterback unless they take Sanders.
I love what you said. What'd you say? That was the funniest trade ever.
it was Pickett. Somehow Philly got like a 6th round pick out of it to trade Pickett, turn Pickett into Dorian Thompson Robinson. Like, we need a pick.
DTR.
Need like a 6th rounder. That's got to be it. I went low. I went 5.5.
You know, I said 5.5 too. I'm regretting this. I think it could be even lower. They're miserable.
Nope, nailed it. 5.5.
Is it? Okay.
Yep. So juice on that one too already. -125. So people are banging the over. If you're banging the over, there's a case for it. You have to think they're taking Sanders and that he's going to be good right away. Right? He's Bo Nix next year for them. And I don't know. I guess that's the case.
This is a weird year with the quarterbacks. It really is. There might be actually too many quarterbacks versus teams that are going to take quarterbacks in the 1st round. And I know I'll be wrong because everybody takes quarterbacks early, but are the Browns and Titans definitely taking a quarterback? Or the Giants?
I think Cam Ward is pretty locked into that one.
All right.
McShay had some intel in his newsletter today that he thought there was a possibility the Giants were trying to trade up to one and basically got the word that Titans were taking Ward. Everyone seems to think he's going first. The odds reflect it. Right now, he is -1200 on FanDuel to be the first pick.
I thought I'd go for some of those. I put money on Dart and Sanders, just thinking like maybe someone does something really stupid here. But because I don't feel like we've heard a lot about, I know Ward's getting a little bit buzzed, but not to warrant -1200.
I told our guy Jack at FanDuel, I said I wanted them to have the Bill Simmons runs around his house with his arms up in the air, screaming euphorically, 1, 2, 3, 4 draft scenario that I want to be able to bet.
Oh.
Ward goes first. Cleveland takes Sanders second. Giants take Travis Hunter third. And then we get Abdul Carter fourth. And that I'm running around my house like this.
That's fun.
And I want to be able. And by the way, we should be able to bet that. They don't have the exact order of draft things yet because I think it's far away. They usually do it 2 weeks before the draft. I want it now.
Yeah.
We're within a month. Now? Like, fucking put it up. Let's go.
Right. Bill Simmons.
I want to bet all kinds of scenarios.
Bangs his shoulder on the fridge, separates it much like Abdul Carter.
Hey, come on. Abdul's fine. All right. AFC South. Now, they're playing the AFC West and the NFC West this year. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's fine. I think that's fine for this. They play themselves, so that's what's good.
That was a tepid endorsement.
Well, you know what? I'm also looking at so let's add that up. 33 wins for the AFC East and 35 for the AFC North.
Oof. Huh. Okay. Well, that number's about to drop for the AFC. So Houston 10-7 last year, and then they're playing the West and the West.
Yeah.
Think you could argue they're worse, right? I don't know when Tank Dell's coming back. Diggs is gone. He was gone anyway. They traded Tunsil. They got a second round pick for him. The AFC South, I'm assuming, will be a whiff better than it was last year. And they're playing a first place schedule. I wanted to go 10.5 and I couldn't get there. I went 9.5. What'd you do?
That's what I have. Is it 9.5? It can't be 10.
We'll see. I did think about the round 10. Yep, 9.5. Ooh. Breaking.
You got it right?
Not only do we get it right, -160 on the under. So that's the biggest. So the most action we've seen so far is that. -160. Vegas doesn't like Houston.
They're a weird team, right?
Fired their offensive coordinator.
Yeah. They should mow through this division. And they were, and how confident were we in CJ Stroud last year? And then we didn't get that confidence back until like the first round of the playoffs. So it's strange. They signed a lot of 1 year players, Cam Robinson, Danielle Hunter, Trent Brown. We'll see what happens.
Indianapolis, 8-9 last year, second place schedule. Our guy DeBundo is a little higher on the Anthony Richardson. Don't count this guy out. He was banged up last year.
This is going to be
the FU comeback year for Richardson.
Mm.
If that doesn't happen, Daniel Dimes is right behind him. Would you go?
I want to have a strong opinion about Jones. I'm not there yet, but I feel like, and I have no reason to support him, but maybe that was as disastrous a situation as you could come from going to
Giants,
New York Giants.
Torn ACL now, Giants. Yeah.
And now coming to the Colts, maybe. Maybe that's a good deal.
Oh. Sounds like you like it. I have 7.5. What'd you have?
We're on par here. 7.5 for me too.
And it's 7.5 and -110 both ways. Not a lot of Colts action. All right. So you're still up +2 on me, but we've nailed the last couple. Okay. This one was a hard one. Jacksonville, third place schedule, West and West, 4-13 last year.
Mm.
You know, I don't know what this team does. I don't understand it. They wave Christian Kirk and then just sign another receiver for the money, and now they're paying two fine receivers a double salary basically.
You're not excited about Diami Brown?
Yeah. I'm not. Fifth pick in the draft.
Right.
Could be Genty. Could be Tyler Warren. Everybody likes him as like an awesome tight end. They just keep throwing resources at the receiver position and it never happens. But I was between 5.5 and 6.5 for this.
Oh.
New coach was the big thing for me. And I went 6.5. What'd you have?
Did I go too high with 7.5? I just feel like all these teams are the same.
You did not go too high. 7.5.
Whoa, Simmons,
God,
you could quit
killing
now.
Me.
You want to cash out? Hit the cash out button.
Is there a bet back? What's that bet back thing FanDuel has? Not only is it 7.5, -130. So action on the Jaguars. What am I missing?
Top. Yeah.
What are we missing?
I don't know.
Bad division?
Bad division. Bad owner, though, too. Like, that's why you can't ever take them. Like, it doesn't ever seem to work out for them. Injuries or anything.
Hmm.
But I thought they were about the same as the Colts. I mean, they shouldn't be that much less than the Colts.
Our agent, James Baby Doll Dixon.
Yeah, baby.
Likes to wish luck from people. Wish luck to some people from time to time. Some people recently got some luck.
Oh, yeah.
There's some people in the Hollywood industry who might have been phased out of their jobs. There was luck was wished by James Baby Doll Dixon. I wish everyone a lot of luck going over Jacksonville -7.5. I'm just telling you right now, that's insane. I don't see it at all. You really have to believe this is the year with Lawrence. It's like, it's now year six. Like, I'm not saying it's not going to happen with him, but I'm not betting that scenario, right?
I don't like it either, but you know, it all ends up being like, they come up with a number of how many games they'll be favored in, right? And so that's probably it. Playing that garbage division, they'll be favored in every home game, and they'll be favored against couple NFC West teams.
At least
teams.
Two of the home games. Okay. Tennessee, 3-14 last year, West and West, fourth place schedule. Cam Ward, we're assuming they take him first.
Yeah.
I don't know their offensive line situation, if it's much better than it was last year. I was trying to think, is this the safest bet to be the worst team in the league in the AFC next year? Tennessee. Is there any team you like less?
No, and I don't know why I put this at 5.5. I think I regret that because they could make it nice and easy. And well, I don't want to sway you, but did you go lower?
No, I had initially I penciled in 5.5. And then after I did all the divisions for the AFC and I was like, man, who's the worst team? Like we see this every year. There's a 4.5, there's a 3.5, and there's none of those in the AFC that I had. And I ended up with a 4.5. So we will see. The answer is 5.5.
Wow.
Okay. You nailed me again.
This is my new thing. Jesus. This is my jam. Let's just keep doing this every week.
Not only is it 5.5, it's up to -130.
I wouldn't go over on that at all.
So if you're doing that, you're expecting Cam Ward to get drafted and be good right away.
Right.
And you're going to say like rookie Cam Ward is significantly better than Will Levis, which it's not inconceivable.
No, I'm still having nightmares of that game one. I bet against Caleb Williams, who was supposed to be the rookie. I bet Will Levis. They had a giant lead on the Bears. And then Will Levis is throwing passes from his ass. And, staring at pick sixes. It's just
favorite with that with you is when you then get mad at Will Levis. Like this was his fault. Like you bet on him.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe this Will Levis. It's like, you can't. No signs at all. He might shit the bed today.
He threw the game. If we were to write down three games that players threw, quote, whatever. I know, FanDuel, we're not getting in trouble. That's
felt
the one.
Like what it would have looked like if somebody actually. Yeah, I see.
Right. If you had to make a movie about it, that's what it would look like. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We only had the Jets at 5.5, Cleveland at 5.5, and Tennessee at 5.5 so far. We have no 4.5s.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those three will be at 4.5 by like June or July, because that's just how this shit goes.
That's right. That's fair. So just to recap, East, 33 wins, North, 35, South, 30.
Mm. Okay. Going to the AFC West. Which might be good for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, 15-2 last year. Playing the AFC South and the NFC East. So you're talking Giants are going to suck. Three of those AFC South teams might suck. Houston might not be very good. Sorry, your Dallas team might not be very good. And Washington and Philly would be the two hard games out of those eight. But they'll have the first place schedule. They're going to be in all the night games. But that's about as good of a... Is there a better division draw than AFC South, NFC East? Maybe West? NFC West, AFC South?
That's pretty good.
I think those would be the three I would want.
One of the teams has both Souths. I think that's in the NFC, but one of the divisions. But
so I went 12.5 for this.
That's what I did. And I wonder if it's even light. Tell me what it is.
It's light. It's 11.5.
That's wrong. Very weird.
Do your spiel. Just do it. You do it every year.
Well, just to bet Chiefs at 6-1, bet Mahomes at 6-1.
Just do all of them.
First of all, like everything you say, they go through it. They had 15 freaking wins last year.
Yeah.
Every year they have a first place schedule. Every year they possibly play the first Thursday night game. Every year they're going to play on Christmas. Every year they're going to have six primetime games.
Right.
And they end up with 13, 14, 15 wins. How do you make this 11.5? They won the division by 4 games last year. All right, the Chargers might be a little better. Raiders a tiny bit better. Is Denver going to be better? I'm all in on over 11.5. That is embarrassing. That's bulletin board material.
Super Bowl 7-1 for them. Mahomes 8-1 MVP.
Yeah.
At the Mahomes layaway MVP bet plan, was that your idea or House's? I can't remember.
I mean, it should be out there for everybody. I just do it.
Just say bet that every year and it'll win 3 out of 5 times.
Yeah, the KCD, like a CD, like a savings. But yeah, that's right. You're not going to wait 7 or 8 years to cash in on those.
Chiefs plus 360 to win the conference. Just do it. Just do it every year. You win 3 out of 4 years and you're getting incredible multiples on your wagers.
And they had a decent offseason with the free agents. They lost Tooney, but they got Nick Bolt. They extended Bolton, Jalen Moore, Trey Smith. They franchise tag. They're going to be fine.
I'm marking that one down. I feel like that's 11.5. That's 11.5 for what? Another week? Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Chargers, 11-6. Second place schedule, AFC South, NFC East. And I don't know. They lost some guys. Now, some guys weren't playing full seasons for them.
Right.
The wide receiver room. We'll see what they do in the draft. Running back. I don't know. There's some skill position stuff. Last year, easy schedule. Overachieved. The season did not end great. And yet, I felt like it's going to be 10.5 because of Harbaugh and Herbert. Oh. What'd you have?
Wow. I had 9.5. I don't know. Okay. I think that's tough.
And you hit it again. You're up 4.
Wow.
Jesus.
Look at this.
9.5.
10.5, huh? If the Chiefs are 11.5 and you thought, I don't know. They're still the Chargers, remember, right?
So my thinking was the Harbaugh year two. Mm-hmm. They weren't supposed to be as good as they were last year, but they were able to on the fly add some dudes, make some, and now like one more free agency and draft. Mm-hmm. Could the arrow be pointing up? But Vegas is saying no.
I don't want to screw anything up, but I know some Chargers people. They like the tight end out of Michigan, Loveland.
Oh, okay.
That could be a nice little thing for them.
Denver was 10-7 last year, playing a third place schedule because the Chargers passed them. That's helpful.
Right.
And we have them AFC South, NFC East. I went 8.5. Where'd you go?
Yeah. I'm right there with you. 8.5. It's gotta be 8.5.
It's 8.5.
Yeah.
-105. So just a whiff of action on that one toward the under. And then last but not least, this one's a hard one. The Las Vegas Raiders. They get Geno Smith and they got rid of our guy Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
Who I don't feel like is probably getting hired anytime soon for another head gig. Would be my guess. And they replaced him with a pumped and Jack P. Carroll.
Right. A lot of gum chewing. Max Crosby gets extended.
Fourth place schedule. Plus AFC South, plus NFC East. And by your theory, you think at least in the home games, they might be favored like 5 times.
Yeah.
I went 5.5.
Oh, I went a little higher. They were 6.5 last year. I think they may perceive this Geno Smith thing as an upgrade, even though they only had 4 wins. I said 6.5.
And you nailed it exactly.
Really?
And not only did you nail it, -130 now action on the Raiders. I should have seen that one.
Interesting.
You're killing me. You beat me by 5.
So this is the...
I'm firing all my scouts and all my helpers. And I've got to...
Sorry,
I don't know
Rudy.
Why I'm just off left and right. Or here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not off. Maybe we'll look back in December and be like, oh, Simmons is first instinct. Maybe we should...
Well, that's what you should do. You should mark your biggest differences and that's going to be... So 36 wins for that division. That's the tops. That's more than the AFC North projected. 36 for the West.
And... By the way, God bless Pete Carroll, but he's in his mid-70s. Yeah. Geno Smith, 34 years old. I'm not sure if the offensive line, would you even go C-plus on the offensive line? Bowers, we like.
Yeah,
but yeah, there was a lot of work left with that team.
They're still fourth best in the division, and the still two games behind Denver, according to this. So
I mean, they just drew the short straw with that division is the big issue.
Yeah. Right.
He was six games. Relocate. All those Davis. Games are going to stink. All right. One more break and then we'll do the NFC.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe, Ferrero Rocher, je 200 Gramm Packung, nur 2,79 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc, je 0,75 Liter Flasche, nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
All right, during that commercial break, I licked my wounds. I fired two people and trying to come back. There's only 16 teams left and you're up five.
You know,
you found
Duke,
your calling. You found the perfect game. And
what was
cheating.
His name? Duke was in your corner and he almost didn't let you out for the seventh round here. And you're like, no, don't you dare throw that towel in. But all right, let's see what
Doesn't
you got.
He think it's a damn show. He thinks it's a damn fight. Philadelphia. Are defending Super Bowl champions. I know that kills you just to hear those words.
Ugh, disgusting.
And guess what? They have endless amounts of money to just, I know they lost some starters. They didn't lose any of like their best eight or nine
I'm
guys.
I'm with you, man. It doesn't make sense.
I don't care.
I get people, you know, I have smart people telling me, oh, just follow the money. It's like, no,
it just
I don't.
Just roll it over and keep rolling it over. And the Bills do eventually. Okay, cool.
Creative accounting. It's what the Niners did. Yeah, I know it's sour grapes, but whatever.
Yeah, they're paying $50 million a year for the QB, $57 million for the two receivers.
Yeah.
And now $12 million a year for Saquon Barkley. Somehow that's all legal under the cap. They have Jalen Carter coming. They paid Bond, who's like, oh, yeah, well, oh my God, somebody's going to grab him. Nope, they kept him. But I get the model because you have to just keep nailing the draft. You let the veterans go and you move those draft picks, you move in, and it makes sense. It's just weird. But when the salary cap goes up $30 million every year, I just can't believe any team can afford two primetime receivers and
the
a quarterback.
The receivers thing. Yeah. The Cowboys did that. They would be $90 million over the cap. Like we just want to pay three guys and we can't do it. So
right. But maybe you can pay the three guys. Maybe that's the lesson. You pay Parsons, Lamb, and Dak, and everybody else could pay three guys. Why can't you pay three guys?
Yeah, just draft Georgia offensive linemen and defensive tackles, and in 2-3 years, they'll all work out. They'll be fine. They'll dominate.
What was your reaction to the whatever was going on the social media the last 24 hours with the guy claiming that Dak might get traded to the Cleveland Browns?
I ignored it.
I can't even figure out how that would work.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, when we have friends telling us, you got to bet this. And depending on the friend, you're like, no, I'm going to stay away. That's kind of how I was with this rumor mill. Like whoever was passing it along, I was like, oh, that guy has no credibility. This is dumb. But yeah, that.
So
that
the thing
be
would
tough.
Be you would take Deshaun's contract and trade Dak and just get killed for a year. But you would then be able to reset your. I don't even get. But now you wouldn't have a quarterback.
They would have to lead Jerry off in handcuffs. A straight jack, the guys at the White Coast would just have to take him away at that point.
He's like, I've traded Dak Prescott for Deshaun and a future second round pick, and I'm going to become a professional actor.
Right. Exactly.
Taylor Sheridan is building a new show around me as an aging NFL owner who's lost his mind.
Take three cheerleaders of your choice, too. I'm out of here. Whatever you want.
Philadelphia, 14-3 last year. Yikes.
That's not true, is it?
Yeah. Playing the NFC North and the AFC West. That's pretty hard.
Yeah.
So your easiest games are Vegas and Chicago out of those eight.
I don't love
that. Not to mention first place schedule. They're playing Thursday, the first game of the year.
Not to mention no one ever wins this division 2 years in a row. You're just not allowed.
I really wanted to go 12.5 and I couldn't do it. And I went 11.5.
That's where I'm. It's got to be 11.5.
And it's 11.5.
This is the
even
best.
Money both ways.
I can't. I swear I'm not cheating.
Philly this minus 165 to win the division, by the way. Oh, just for the record, since we did the AFC ones, KC's minus 150, Texans plus 140, Baltimore minus 135, and the Bills are minus 210.
Those are new too. Those divisions weren't up till today either. That's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's great. No, they just had conference and Super Bowl.
Pats plus 650. Bengals plus 190. So it looks like the opportunity would be the AFC South if you can talk yourself into the Colts at plus 290, and I'm not sure I want to talk myself into that.
That's where they are.
Plus 290,
you,
I don't know.
What did you say Texans were? 160
minus Texans are plus 140, Jags are plus 250.
Plus 140 Texans.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like the Texans.
We can't bet the Souths. Come on, let's not do it.
And then Chargers plus 330 and Broncos plus 490. Raiders 12-1 if you want to get excited about that. For your division, well, let's do the overrunners first. All right, coming back. So we have Washington. 12-5 last year. I forgot they won that many games. I knew they were a playoff team, but jeez. Shit. That's an unbelievable record. The Pats go 12-5. I'm going to lose my mind.
Their over-under was 6.5, and they won 12 games.
Oh, yeah. They almost gigantic. Doubled it.
Yep.
Second place schedule, NFC North, AFC West. I battled between 9.5 and 10.5 for this, and I went 10.5.
All right. I upped it from 9.5 to 10. So I have 10. You have 10.5.
Motherfucker, 9.5.
Really? Wow. Wow, no trust.
Little action on the under, too. -120
under. Do you think
under.
They're spending interesting. In a dumb way here? Like, you know, like, give Ertz and Debo. Well, I don't. Is he going to make a difference? Laramie Tunsil, I feel like Houston gave him up too easily. Maybe there's something there more than Bobby Wagner. Some of these signings, Kinlaw, I don't know.
How is this team 3 wins worse if Daniels is healthy? Let's say he plays the whole year. How would they not be a 10-win team?
Oh, 3 worse because they won 12. Yeah,
they won 12. And they won in the playoffs. And now 9.5 is their over-under? That seems weird to me. I think they're anticipating the schedule is going to be harder, but that's kind of nuts.
I wonder if they look at like point differential from last year. Like, was that really a 12-win year or wasn't, you know?
Also, really good coaching staff.
Yep.
Nobody left. They kept everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird one. I'm going to mark that one down. So plus 100 over 9.5 wins for them right now. The Cowboys. Did you go 8-9 or 7-10 last year? What did we decide?
You try to give me an extra win. They were 7-10. Disgusting.
7-10. Playing the NFC North and the AFC West and Philly and Washington 4 times. And that was enough for me to go 7.5.
Oh, I bumped it to 8. I figured this is a team that won 12 games 3 years in a row. They fell apart last year. This is America's team. They can't give everyone free money. I have 8. What is it?
7.5. Here comes the comeback, baby. I'm back down to -5.
Wow.
7.5 and plus 100 on the over.
Oh, that's
I like the
so
under.
Embarrassing, man. That is
embarrassing. Why are you guys going to be good? What's the case?
Because
just Dak being healthy?
Selectively aggressive during the free agent period. We extended Osa. We got Fowler, guy had 10.5 sacks last year.
What does selectively aggressive mean? Is that even, I've never heard that phrase in my life.
I'm telling you exactly what it is. You signed Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. You get your punt, not only your punter, your punt returner and your long snapper tied up. You get that? We're good. 7.5. Wow.
Might have to bring Baby Doll back in to wish you a lot of luck.
Wow. This is a 12-year team 2 years ago. The 12-win team.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl in the 2020s, which will
That's
mean
fine.
3 straight Super Bowl-less decades for you. But at least you have Juan Soto.
How dare you?
You have Juan Soto. I'm praising you. We're in the Mets hat opening day of the season today.
Juan Soto is going to be the Cowboys quarterback in like 3 years. You'll see.
New York Giants, 3-14 last year. Tough division. Plus NFC North, AFC West. And they're paying Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston for some reason. Why not pick?
Right. That's
Why not
a
just pick one of those
room.
Guys?
Yeah. They got to get Hard Knocks back in New York. I know Joe Shane's going to lock his door. He's not going to let anybody in. But they have that quarterback room with Jameis, Russ, and Tommy DeVito. What laughs? And that's before they even throw any pick sixes.
What did they possibly see from Russell Wilson in the last 6 games of the season with the Steelers to think he's anything more than like a $5 million quarterback? I do not understand it. What is that? What's the game plan for that? And you have Jameis, who's I would probably rather have Jameis at gunpoint. Wouldn't really want either of them. Who would you rather have, Jameis or Russell Wilson?
Coin flip. No, I mean, no reason coin to pay flip. $10 million.
So you're paying one guy $4 million and the other guy like 20?
Yeah. I like it. This was my favorite Cowboy signing, the free agency, Russell Wilson to the Giants. It was the best. I mean, honestly, like,
but so you were selectively aggressive and cheering for it.
Well, we're not getting 2015 Russell Wilson. He doesn't run. He's bad in the pocket. If that offensive line was anything like it was with Daniel Jones, it's going to be a disaster for him, right?
It went bad for him in Seattle near the end. He went to Denver. It went so bad that they paid him to go away and then went to the Steelers, who completely quit on everybody in the last 4 weeks of the season. And now you have Daboll and Shane basically trying to save their jobs, telling us, we don't want to take a rookie quarterback three because we won't be here when he starts being good. Right. And now there's Wilson versus Russell is Wilson versus Winston's nuts.
But I'm the other way. I'm like, why even keep Daboll around? Because you're not going to win with this team. And this is going to be his last year, right? This Russell Wilson thing. I mean, they're a mess. They offered Darius Slayton more money than they did Saquon.
What was that?
Yeah.
I picked 4.5 for this. I think this is going to be our first 4 or 3.
I'm going to say 5. I don't even know why, but.
Okay. 5.5. You win again.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might want to book that 5.5 from people.
Yeah, that's a disaster. What's the division odds?
Division odds. Giants 20-1. Is that the biggest one we've had so far? Cleveland's 23-1. Dallas 7-1. Washington +250. Eagles -165. I like, don't mind that Washington's total.
Washington's a play.
Yeah. I don't mind that one at all. Okay. NFC just North. Looking,
so the NFC East 34 wins, AFC East 33. Huh. I don't know about that.
I don't agree with that Giants number at all. In fact, I'm going to make my first like market down prediction. I think Thunder? That's 4.5 by the summer.
Right.
I don't think that stays there.
Can I tell a quick story? Being in Vegas. So I bet the Giants to have the worst record in the league last year, and they were 3-14, right? But it tied with three other teams. So it's a 4-way split. So I go to cash this. I don't have to say what casino this is, but I go to cash it in. So I should, you know, I was about to win $1,300. So if you split it 4 ways, I win 300 and change. So I present it to the counter. It's a miracle I'm cashing a futures ticket from last year.
Right.
And the guy's like, nope, this is a loser. I was like, well, how is this a loser? I pull up on my phone. There's 4 teams with three wins. Then he brings this guy over. He couldn't have been older than 19 years old. He's got this thing that resembles a phone that he's looking into. The Giants lose on a tiebreaker to the Browns. And he lists 6 tiebreaking scenarios. And they lost on the 6th tie. I was like, wait a minute. Isn't this dead heat rules? And I was like, no, we don't do Teddy, sir. This is how we do it. And you lost on the 6th tiebreaker. I'm like, all right, I don't even know what you're looking into, by the way. You could be, I'm not sure what you could be. And I hate when they're indignant about it. Like, like TSA is. Like when you fly from, and they're like, you have to take your laptop out. Like, all right, well, I just flew in from Fort Worth and I didn't have to. And they're like, they're so dickish about it. But anyway, I lost because of the 6th tiebreaker.
That feels like fraud.
I know. It's like all this rooting I did for nothing.
Kind of wish you had named the casino, but.
All right. Sorry.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
NFC North, Detroit, 15-2 last year. That's not happening again. Mm. They do play the NFC East and the AFC North. So Giants, that's an easy game. Maybe your team's easy.
Mm-hmm. Steelers.
Browns easy. Maybe Steelers are easy if they don't get a quarterback. A lot of trouble with this. I'm going to say 11.5.
That's what I have. 11.5. Okay. Is it higher?
It is 10.5.
That's bad. That's wrong.
Well, I'll tell you this much. There's action on the under of all things.
Wow.
-140 under 10.5.
I'm sorry. Crazy. That's wrong. This team had the year from hell injury wise. You're not going to find a worse example of like a team that was plagued with injuries and they won 15 games. And now you're taking 4.5 games off their total. They can get their whole defense back. I know the division's tough.
They lost both coordinators.
Yeah.
That's not nothing.
Right.
They had a horrible end to the season.
Yep.
And
they lose Carlton Davis Lions. To your team. 4.5 win
they replaced him, though. They replaced him with a cornerback everybody likes.
They did. Yeah.
I don't know. Reed. And we haven't seen the draft yet.
I like the over. I'm saying I like the over. Why is that 4.5 different? Like, Minnesota's not going to win 14 games. So they'll, right? Like, I don't even know that the division's better.
So you would bet the Lions plus 120 at over 10.5 right God. Now.
Yeah. 11-6.
I really like that one too. I almost, that line's so suspicious. I almost feel like we don't know something.
Right.
Like, what do they know that we don't know? That
Dan Campbell bit all the kneecaps off. There's none left.
Dan Campbell run. Has been deranged all offseason. Minnesota was 14-3 last year.
This is so
hard. And they changed their quarterback from the great Sam Darnold to J.J. McCarthy, who we have not seen play NFL yet. Tough for schedule, second place. I can't, this is the low biggest drop off, 14-3, but I went 9.5 for them. I don't see how it can be in the tens.
I went 8.5. I think this is an impossible one to pick. I think 9-8 would be good for them.
You motherfucker.
Is it?
8.5.
Yes.
That is plus 115 right now. This wow, is you're what really I mean. Good at this. Guessing the over-unders, your final destiny. This is it. You found the gimmick. We've been podcasting since 2007. You figured it out. Unbelievable.
I did it. You're going to have to pull me into NBA.
You've
already,
I think you've clinched. I think I'd sport. Have to like get all the rest ones just to tie you.
That's it.
What a beating this was. Yeah, so that is a full-fledged we don't trust J.J. McCarthy number.
So that's the biggest drop-off, 5.5. From 14 to 8.5.
5.5 drop off, and J.J. McCarthy might be good.
Right. Right.
Vikings, and dare I say a little, nobody believes in us.
And there's still some Aaron Rodgers. 14-3
last year. A lot of the guys are still in this locker room. They went 14-3.
Yeah.
All right. Green Bay, they went 11-6 last year. Third place schedule. And I'll probably regret this, but I went 9.5. I did
it's
think about the 10.5.
Okay. It's got to be 9.5.
And it's 9.5. But
yep.
Plus 115 on the over.
Mm.
So they're minus 135 on the under.
I think that's just right for them.
Yeah. So division odds now. Detroit plus 110. Green Bay plus 250. Bears plus 450. And Minnesota with the worst odds of anyone at plus 550. But I should have done that after we did the Bears.
Right. Well, now you can maybe lock in there.
Maybe I can cheat. Well, I had 8.5 for them anyway. They're 5-12 last year. NFC East, AFC North. They spent a lot of money in the Lions. They're going to have a high draft pick. And with the way the division's kind of falling back to them a little bit, it seems like an 8.5. What'd you have?
I went 9 only because it was 9 last year. Right? Like, wasn't that weird? Remember we were betting them not to make the playoffs? Do we bet them under 9 or do we bet them not to make the playoffs? I feel like they're in love with the Bears. The fans are in love with the Bears. I know they fixed that offensive line. I have 9.
It is 8.5.
Okay.
Plus 120 for the over on that one.
Not touching that. Not touching Green Bay.
Yeah, but that is a stay away. Okay.
Yeah. So 19
Let's roll, baby.
And 18. So that's 37 wins. Is that the most? That's the most for any division. Yeah.
Two more. NFC South, Tampa Bay, 10-7. Feel good story. Playing the NFC West and the AFC East. So potentially, I don't really love anybody in the NFC West, and we might not love three of the four teams in the AFC East. So this is a nice little scenario.
They may get a break. Yeah.
For the South. And then, they're bringing their receivers back, bringing the team back. It felt like a 9.5 to me, Sal.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't think you can make any of these teams over 8.5.
Okay.
That's what I did.
And you were correct. 8.5.
Yeah, you should.
This
is embarrassing for you.
I'm at the stage where I'm bringing in the shortstop to pitch the ninth inning. He's throwing his knuckleball.
I mean, this could be just a giant Bill Simmons meme for 90 minutes. This is great.
I'm going to make the Walton Goggins finding out that his friend had sex with everyone in Thailand face. Minus 125 action for the Bucks, FYI.
Can't do it. No South. No South talk till week 12.
New Orleans. Oh, no, not New Orleans. Atlanta is next. So they're playing a second place schedule, plus the NFC West, plus the AFC East. And they went 8-9 last year. Full year of Penix. I put 8.5 for these guys.
It's a weird offseason already. I just went 8.
Okay. I don't know why you keep doing the round numbers, but I'm not going to question your process since you're beating me by 6 teams. 7.5 is our answer. Wow, you won that one too. So that motherfucker. Wins.
Yeah. I mean, that's just so much is up in the air with this Cousins and they lose.
Feeling so good after my 27-5, and now I'm in shambles.
No, you're good.
Such a good year last year. Then I lose the Super Bowl. I get killed with KC, and now my whole that thing's falling apart.
Listen,
maybe
the
under should be me. I think I've dropped by 5 wins.
This doesn't matter. You pick the winners 27 times. I'm just picking
this
the number.
Matters.
I don't
to
know
me.
What the hell to do. I don't know what to do with the number.
I care about dumb shit like this, so it matters.
All right.
New Orleans. God, are they gonna be terrible? 5-12, NFC West, AFC East, and the third place schedule. And they're in cap hell. They brought back Carr with this weird, well, we're screwed anyway. How about we'll guarantee your money? They have the 9th pick in the draft.
Yeah. Brandon Cooks, Juwan Johnson, same old names. Yeah.
New coach, but they had like the last pick of the coaches. It was like they went to go get a dog from the kennel and every other choice was gone. And they're like, we have this one left. Any interest? I went 5.5, and it might be a win too high.
I went round number because I couldn't think about it too much. 6 for me.
No, you hit it again.
Really?
You doing this round number thing is bullshit. There's been no round numbers the whole time.
FanDuel has round numbers.
You're just
numbers.
Like, I'm just trying to do this correctly. Well, can't believe
you. Should try harder.
This is like the most you've ever cheated.
There are round like, numbers. I looked last year.
Pick 5.5 or 6.5. So I was like, I'll just take 6. And it's like Price is Right. You're just gaming the system.
I sent you all the numbers from last year. You could have noticed that there weren't halves on several of them.
Well, it's 6.5 this time. We haven't had a round number yet.
Wait, is it 6.5 or 6?
Yeah, it's 6.5. You won because you picked 6 because you cheated.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
And then last one is Carolina. 5-12 last year somehow. I still can't believe I didn't win when I was in Boston that time and I bet the adjusted under 4.5 wins for them and somehow Bryce Young came in and just smoked it. They ended
that
up with 5 wins. I lost. And the other one was the adjusted under on the Pats, 3.5. And Joe Milton came in at the end. Joe Milton?
Yeah. He's going to be a Cowboy.
Joe Milton, the next Steelers quarterback? Anyway, he came in.
By the way, that was nuts. We don't think about that enough, that Andy Dalton was, totally content to bring them to another 3-14 year.
Then at the
gets
car
in that
accident.
Car accident. You should see if you're covered, your auto insurance covers that bet. Like, do you have to pay the deductible?
I won't try to find out at the casino you went to.
Yeah.
I went 5.5 for the Panthers.
I did too.
Okay. The answer is 6.5. Jesus.
No.
The hell? What are we doing?
Come on.
I don't agree with that at all.
Why are they better than 5 wins last year?
Holy moly.
Where do they pick up this extra 2 games?
Divisions. Tampa plus 135, Atlanta plus 230, New Orleans plus 480, and Carolina action started out in the 4 slot, but now they're plus 410. People are banging the Panthers. What am I missing?
We may have to do that, but no South talk. Hey, what was your bet last year for the South? They'd have fewer than how many wins?
30? One of our locks that we hit was that they would have less than 30 wins, which they did. And then we had an NFC East first South bet. And I think just the top 2 teams in the NFC East almost beat the entire
just
NFC
beat
South.
Them?
Yeah.
So it's 29 this year. If you add the 7.5, 8.5, 6.5, 6.5, it's 13 and 16. 29. Hit it again.
I got to be honest. We've done 28 teams. I think my single favorite is New Orleans under 6.5 so far.
Is it?
Why are they going to be good? What is good about them? What's the case?
No. They're old. They're messy. They came out with a great start last year. They were 2-0, scored like 100 points, and then they were the Saints.
Like, if we were to say who's going to have the worst record in the league next year, they would at least be one of the teams we batted around.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
NFC West. They're playing the NFC South and the AFC South, which
that's the best
I thought
draw,
the NFC
right?
West. Yeah, that's the best draw. I thought the NFC West was probably going to suck this year, but that made me rethink it. The Rams are in the one spot with the schedule. They were 10-7 last year. And first place schedule on the one hand, but then playing the South kind of messed with my head a little bit. I went 10.5 for them.
Oh, wow. I went 9. So let's see. I know you don't like the round numbers.
9.5.
That's me.
-145. Listen, I think this is going to be ultimately good for me because I think my instincts will
be. You don't like them this year?
Correct instincts. I do. I like them because of their schedule and because I don't think their division's going to be good.
Yeah.
Do you like Arizona, San Francisco, or Seattle this year?
No. After the Super Bowl, I picked my way too early team, odds-wise, value-wise. The Rams were 20-1. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. They were a couple plays away from beating the champion Eagles. And then they did a smart thing, signed Stafford. Awesome. I think Devontae Adams has juice left.
Flip cup into Adams.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. They're in good shape, I think. 9.5 is a nice number, too.
Yeah, I mean, one of the great things about this process is, especially after the draft, when we get to the summer, I'm sure we'll flip-flop on a bunch of these instincts. Mm-hmm. But I just think the Rams, best coach, they've had success. Stafford's kind of near the end. Like, this seems like a pretty good division bet type of thing for me. Seattle, they were 10-7 last year. Same South versus South, second place schedule, and I went 8.5 for them.
I said 7.5.
I hit this one, 8.5.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, really, you won one?
I did. Really, I won one. I'm remembering all of this for Guess the Lines this year.
I don't like these moves. These could go very badly, but Sam Darnold and Cooper Kupp, I don't know.
I didn't like the Cooper Kupp signing at all. There were so many bad stats about him getting open over the last five years. In 2020, he was open 90% of the time, and it was down like 14. The thing with Darnold, though, he was 14-3 last year.
I know.
So now he's an 8-win quarterback. That's the only thing that makes me nervous. But I want to see if they fix their offensive line completely through the draft. We'll see. Arizona is 8-9.
Too. Yep. No Geno, no Metcalf. Yep.
Arizona was 8-9 last year. And if Seattle's 8.5 with this South-South thing, I think Arizona has to be 8.5. So that's what I picked.
Maybe you'll beat me here. I said 7.
7? Another round number bullshit.
It's higher.
8.5. Plus 105. Well, at least I'm ending in a way with my fans can at least have some hope.
I'm going to let you win these last couple.
You took out your starters.
Yeah.
You're like Buffalo in week 17, letting Joe Milton let you up. Plus 105. And then last but not least, San Francisco, who lost so many people. It's like a whole paragraph of all the people they lost.
This is so tough.
And yet they were 6-11 last year. That was the rebuilding year, but now they're in a rebuilding year. And they're going to have to pay Purdy, but they are playing the South in the South. I said 6.5. What'd you have?
Oh, wow. I had 8.5.
Okay. Wow, this is it's the biggest disparity we've had.
It's got to be my way, right?
How is this right? 10.5.
That's too high. That's way, way
what
high.
What in the hell? What am I missing?
You read enough about them. It's like, yeah, these were good moves. These were good cuts. Debo Samuel, all these cuts, everything they did, Greenlaw. I don't know. They can't be.
I thought
10
this was like a blow it up rebuilding year for them.
Wait, so they're favored to win the division? Not the Rams?
I'll tell you right now. I'm stunned by that. Yeah. San Francisco plus 155, Rams plus 180, Seahawks plus 490, Cardinals plus 500.
Wow.
So I have to bet this now. If I was 4 wins off, even though we don't know what's happening in the draft, that has to be an automatic bet for me.
Yeah, that's atrocious. That's not
good.
I'm
stunned.
That's not good. We got to go under there.
Also, like, how do we know McCaffrey's even going to be remotely where he was?
Exactly. That's the way to go. Yeah, I don't
know why. Well, that was really fun.
That was a good time. And they have Mac Jones, though. Did you mention that? They did sign him for 2 years.
I forgot to mention Mac Jones. The MVP is Lamar plus 450, Allen plus 550, Burrow plus 600.
So the Niners are probably like seventh best to win the Super Bowl?
I hope that's not true. For the conference, they have the third best odds, 9-1. What am I missing?
Come on.
What's happening? I think it's way more likely they have a year from hell again and Shanahan is like out of there.
I missed the whole offseason. I really do.
I was there for the whole offseason. I didn't see anything that made me think that they're going to be awesome. I thought they lost a shitload of people. I mean, do we feel like they hit their drafts the last couple of years? Like, you know, they're trying to trade Ayuk as we speak, and I don't even think they can do that.
Nobody wants to
coming
play
off
there.
An ACL.
Yeah, they were riding high off the Purdy, not having to pay him. Now it's, I got to look into that. We're missing something.
Let's do a quick parent corner before we go.
All right. My son Archie's home on spring break. They do quarters. So he gets home and I say, how are your grades? And he kind of half-asses a response and everything and immediately shifts gears and tells me he's on season 4 of The Sopranos. And I was like, oh, that's great. That's better. You could have told me you're mafia cum laude right now. I mean, that's all I care about. That's what college should be all about, right? Spend tens of thousands of dollars a semester to catch up on classic TV shows in your dorm. And
it's like reading a great novel.
Yeah, it really is. So I was like, all right, so you're in season 4. You got like a season and a half. I was like, I want to watch the finale with you. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Once I get going, I don't know. Am I really going to be able to stop short and not watch the finale for like a month? I'm like, no, I want to watch with you. And it's like, he's like, all right, I'll try. But it made me think, like, if you had to watch a finale with your kids who are viewing for the first time, which ones would you put up there?
Sopranos.
Only Sopranos. Anything else? Breaking Bad or not as much?
No.
Only Sopranos.
Just for the reaction.
Right.
There was this clip going around of people watching Tommy get shot in Goodfellas. Did you see that? Different reactions.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I would think that would be the TV version of that. Watching people react to like, wait, what? You hated that. That was the maddest I've ever seen you non-sports related.
I'm still mad that you're not mad about it. I really do.
Yeah. Now I think it's great, but I know it's going to happen. I know what's happening now.
You liked it right away. You did. But it's
I did not like it right away.
It's nonsensical. I guess no one hated it as much as I did. But I had a terrible reaction to it. I didn't want to be friends with anyone who liked it. I that is such a cheap way to go out. But the answer is he left it open-ended because he's a movie maker. He wanted to maybe make a movie. What? That's the only answer. So he didn't die. This is dumb.
No, he set it up that this is what death is like. You don't know when it's coming and everything goes black.
Bullshit.
So my son, like 5 days ago for spring break, went to Portugal and Spain. Because he's in this, he plays the upright bass and he's in this jazz band. So a bunch of the jazz people went to play in all these places.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife drives him like in the middle of the night to the airport because they have like a 6 o'clock flight. And then he's flying for 2 days straight. I wanted to read you all of our interactions with him since he's been gone. He's been gone since Friday night and WhatsApp because they don't have messages, anything.
Right.
First of all, she only hears from him once on WhatsApp, then puts me on a text with them. Miss you guys too. That was one. We are in Rondo and are about to perform in 4 minutes. Second form of communication with him. Sent us 1-2 pictures of a tree and a mountain.
Nice.
My wife asks, how is the performance? No answer. Sends a picture of the dog. Misses you. Nothing. Performances have been great. It's super nice out here. That was the third communication. Miss home though, THO, great picture. Need a photo of your face, my wife says. Nothing. Then silence again. Hey guys, super long day. We left at 9 and just got back. My wife responds, that's your report? Anything else happening? Is it any fun? Sends us back this picture.
What is it? I couldn't see. What?
It's just a picture of him and his friend with the mountain behind them. And he says, it is fun. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
And that's it. Those have been all of our interactions with him. Has he tried to call us once? Only one picture of his face. And I have no idea if he's even alive in Spain right now. I was trying to, my wife and I were talking about, I was trying to remember, was I this much of a dick when I was 17? And I think the answer is probably yes, right?
Yeah.
We didn't want to deal with our parents in any way, shape, or form when we were 17.
Right. We didn't have WhatsApp and anything else like that too. So it wasn't as easy. So maybe that's a little, yeah, but maybe we
just find it hard to believe there wasn't one moment where he's like, you know what? I'm going to send my parents an update. Just a long paragraph. Here's the best thing I ate. Just check in, say hi to grandma for me, whatever. Nope, nothing.
I think the big news is who the hell knew that Ben Simmons played the upright bass after all these years on an international level? This is great.
I was an international bass player.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that he went to Portugal and Spain, two countries I haven't been to yet? I don't know. Who could figure that out?
I bet on them in soccer. I have a bunch of Portuguese.
Yeah, I didn't mean to mention Portugal and Spain in a non-soccer context.
You just reminded me. Yeah. There you go.
Anyway, that's Parent Corner. The other thing is, we're doing this live rewatchables tonight in Boston. And, you know, my daughter goes to college here, so I left her a ticket. And I'm like, you're going to come tomorrow night? She's like, I don't know. It's, you know, it's a big night. Meaning like it's a big night where they go out. So she's 50-50.
Oh.
I might need to have more kids is that's where I've really ended. But you know when those older guys, when they just like all of a sudden they have the second family, you're like, huh, that's weird. Maybe I just need to start again.
Yeah. Nah, dude. Now they'll come around. I think you need to hold the rewatchables at the place where she's going out. That's what you have to figure out.
Right. Maybe go to the bar. Maybe that's
she shows up by accident. Yeah.
50-50. Might go, might not. Depends on what's going on tonight.
You son of a bitch. You guys are doing Goodfellas tonight?
No, we're doing Good Will Hunting tonight.
Oh, Good Will Hunting. Good.
Yeah. Goodfellas is playing at the little Coolidge Corner Film Festival.
Oh, man. That's going to be so much fun. So much fun.
All right, Sal. Congrats on absolutely kicking my ass.
Thank you.
If that was a baseball game, that would have been 17-3. What's your favorite MLB future?
Mercy rule. I went Soto over 33.5 home runs. And what was my other one I had? I have Texas Rangers to make the playoffs.
Oh, I like it.
That's what I like. Right. Yeah, I think you're good. And I had Mad Dog Russo on Cousin Sal's winning weekend. You can see it Friday on FanDuel TV. And by the way, I'll send you the clip. I was like, you know, Simmons and I do this podcast for the last 15 years. We've closed it with Good Job by You. We stole it from you. I said, can you give me a good job by you? And he's like, well, first of all, you tell Bill I watched 3 episodes of the Celtics documentary and it is dynamite. I mean, you got him and his father and they're talking and Cousy and Russell. And then he went through all that. I'm like, all right, I'll tell him. Oh. And then he gave me a good job by you. Like, I thought he was going into convulsions. Like, it was great. I'll send it to you.
Oh, that sounds amazing. All right. Check that out. That's on Against All Odds, right?
Against All Odds.
But you're also on the Ringer Gambling Show, too.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. How are you doing in March Madness, by the way? You winning?
I'm doing all right. I mean, it's hard to lose when there's all chalk. I mean, it's,
are you doing,
I know,
like,
you hate it. I
mean, are you doing three favorite parlays?
I get irrationally angry at how much your irrational
I've been following. I'm just doing a bit. I like
that's
to.
Good. I know you are. I know.
I was on the thread we have with JJ and Raheem in house. Just, my bracket. Oh my God, it's busted. Oh.
It's dumb, but it's still guys coming to Vegas. By the way,
that part's great.
It's not like 20 years ago. They charge like $500 to get into Caesars. Anyway, you want to seat anywhere, it's $400. Like, ask Kyle. It's $400 or more. It's
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
That sounds terrible.
We did all right. It's a lot of fun.
Good job to you. Great to see you. Thanks to Kyle and Sarita and Gahau. As always, don't forget, you can watch this on the Ringer Movies YouTube channel or as a video podcast on Spotify. Sal, good job by you.
Good job by you, buddy. We'll be right back.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. For Kansas, and affiliation with Kansas Star Casino, or 18 plus and present in D.C. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, or visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit Gambling Helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.